Welcome to this deep dive. We're here to pull out the really key commercial real estate news, specifically what's impacting the Dallas-Fort Worth retail market. Our goal today, it's pretty simple. Give you a clear, quick rundown for the week of May 16th, 2025. Mm-hmm. We want to flag the important trends, the big deals in DFW retail. And this is brought to you by Eureka Business Group.
Absolutely. And the information we're looking at this week, it gives a really interesting view of how different parts of commercial real estate are, you know, connected here in Dallas-Fort Worth, especially through that retail lens. We're definitely seeing signals from, well, different asset types that all kind of feed into where retail is now and maybe where it's heading.
Okay, good place to start. How about the industrial market? The info we have suggests it's, well, generally pretty strong. How does that strength, you know, in industrial usually filter down to the retail side here in DFW?
Well, it's fascinating because there's such a direct link. You know, a strong industrial market really supports an efficient retail system. Think about it. All those warehouses, the distribution centers, the logistics hubs, they're basically the backbone. They let retailers get their goods, store them, and ultimately get them to you, the consumer. We even saw a mention of the Cisco facility out on Meridian Parkway. That's a big operation, and it just highlights the kind of industrial muscle we have in the market. And that efficiency, it can mean lower costs, maybe better service for retailers, which, you know, makes DFW even more attractive for them.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. A smooth supply chain is, well, it's everything for retail. Now, let's shift gears a bit to the apartment market. We saw some data talking about supply peaks in other U.S. cities, different rent growth rates in places like San Francisco, Baltimore, Chicago back in April. How's the Dallas-Fort Worth apartment scene looking in comparison? And what could that mean for, say, retail demand locally?
Right. So when you look at Dallas-Fort Worth specifically, the apartment market here tells its own story. The data pointed to, what was it, $541 million in sales just in Q1 2025. That's a huge jump, 61.1% from the quarter before. And the year-ending number for Q1 was big too, like $1.687 billion, up 13% year over year. So that kind of sustained activity, it suggests we're keeping residents, maybe attracting new ones, and for retail. Well, that's your customer base right there. It's a really key sign of a growing pool of consumers who need, you know, shops and services near where they live. Strong apartment areas often become hotspots for retail.
Okay, so the apartment market health kind of builds the foundation for retail growth. The information also listed quite a few retailers we see around, you know, Bank of America, Walmart Pickup, Ross, Five Below, even places like Lululemon, CVA, Potbelly, EOS Fitness. What does that mix tell us about the DFW retail landscape right now?
Well, the sheer variety is what stands out. You've got banks, discounters, home goods, restaurants from fast food to fast casual, gyms, even specialty shops like vape stores. It really indicates a broad range of consumer needs being met here, which suggests, you know, a pretty healthy and resilient retail environment overall. It caters to different people, different preferences. And for anyone in retail real estate, like us at Eureka Business Group, it shows there's potential for lots of different kinds of retail spaces to succeed across the Metroplex.
And there was also Dave & Buster's mentioned. That brings in the whole entertainment side of retail. How important is that type of tenant these days?
Oh, very important. Entertainment retail, like Dave & Buster's, they act as destinations. They really drive foot traffic. These places become anchors, right? People go there for fun, for social reasons. And then the other businesses nearby the shops, the restaurants they benefit to. It really taps into that trend of experiential retail. Consumers want more than just buying something. They want an experience.
The info also mentioned ICSC, the International Council of Shopping Centers. Why is that significant for DFW retail?
Right. ICSC is basically the main trade group for the whole shopping center industry globally. Their presence or activity in a market, it usually signals what the broader industry trends are. It's also about networking, connecting developers with retailers, investors, everyone involved. So for DFW, having active ICSC members points to our market's importance, its attractiveness on a national, even international level. You often see trends discussed at their conferences show up locally in development and leasing.
Okay. Now, thinking about development, there were some visuals suggesting new projects, maybe some established centers being looked at. Even if we don't know the exact DFW location for all of them, what can we kind of infer from that?
Seeing those kinds of visuals, whether it's a potential new layout or an existing center, it points to constant change, constant evolution in retail real estate. New spaces mean ongoing investment, right? A belief that retail will keep growing in the region, and that definitely includes a market as strong as DFW. And even older centers, they often get redeveloped or get new tenants to keep up with what shoppers want. For us at Eureka Business Group, spotting these shifts early is, well, It's key for advising clients on where the opportunities are popping up.
We also saw the Arbor Realty Trust logo mentioned. That hints at the money side, the financing.
Arbor Realty Trust, they're a major lender in commercial real estate. Seeing their name suggests that capital is flowing, money is available for building new retail or maybe refinancing existing properties. And that flow of capital, it's a really good sign of the health and the perceived potential of the market, including retail right here in DFW.
Makes sense. And finally, let's touch on those broader economic drivers, things like business climate, you know, lower taxes, incentives, and access to consumer base were highlighted. Why are those factors so crucial for retailers thinking about Dallas-Fort Worth?
Well, they're really fundamental, aren't they? They're the reasons businesses, especially retailers, keep choosing DFW. A good business climate, lower taxes, maybe some incentives that directly hits a retailer's bottom line, their ability to succeed long term. And when you combine that with a large, easy-to-reach customer base, well, it's a very powerful draw for any retailer looking to set up shop or expand. DFW's population growth and its pro-business stance just keep making it competitive.
The information also flagged growth opportunity in real estate, specifically things like building amenities or lower costs. How do those fit into the retail picture?
Yeah, that perception of strong growth potential is huge. Retailers naturally gravitate to markets where they think demand will increase, and DFW has consistently shown that potential. Plus, if the real estate itself is relatively affordable, maybe easier to find compared to other big cities, perhaps with modern features, that's a big cost advantage and makes DFW even more appealing if you're trying to manage your operating expenses.
And one last one, labor availability.
Mm-hmm.
How does DFW stack up there for retail workers?
Having enough qualified staff is obviously essential for any retailer. DFW generally has a large and pretty diverse labor pool. That's a significant plus for retailers needing to staff stores, manage operations smoothly. So yes, labor availability definitely adds to the overall stability and attractiveness of the DFW retail market.
Okay, so let's try to pull this all together. It sounds like the DFW retail market is sitting on a strong foundation. You've got the industrial sector supporting it, the apartment market showing consumer demand is there, a really diverse mix of retailers already here and growing, ongoing development showing confidence, and these core economic factors making DFW attractive.
That's a great summary. Exactly. All these pieces, they fit together to create this compelling picture for DFW retail. And understanding how they connect, that's really where we at Eureka Business Group focus our energy. We see these trends playing out on the ground, and that helps us provide the insights needed to, you know, make smart decisions in this market.
So the quick takeaway for you listening, industrial strength helps retail run smoothly. The busy apartment market means more shoppers. The variety of stores shows a healthy demand. New development signals future growth. And DFW's business-friendly environment keeps drawing retailers in. It all highlights why, you know, we at Eureka Business Group are so focused on and knowledgeable about this specific market.
Yes, these elements together really paint that picture of a resilient, expanding retail scene right here. Our job at Eureka Business Group is to analyze all this complexity and turn it into clear, actionable advice for your goals in this really vibrant DFW market.
And that wraps up this deep dive into the latest commercial real estate news impacting Dallas-Fort Worth retail, brought to you by Eureka Business Group.
We hope this focused look gave you some valuable perspective on the trends shaping things locally. And remember, Eureka Business Group is here as your authority for commercial real estate needs in DFW, particularly in retail. Feel free to reach out if you have questions or want to discuss how we can help.
And just one final thought for you to chew on. Considering everything we've discussed today, what specific types of retail, maybe subsectors, do you think have the biggest growth potential here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area over the next year or so?